This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. If you're carrying around $421,000 in cash, you probably ought to be ready with a good explanation of where it came from. It all started when DEA agents saw Michael open the trunk of his car, take a look at two black suitcases, close the trunk, and then drive off. The agents stopped Michael for driving a car with illegally tinted windows. When they opened the suitcases, they found the cash. Michael first said he borrowed the car from his brother, whose father-in-law, Charles, owned several strip clubs in New York that generated the cash, which was going to be donated to disaster victims. Michael later claimed in court the money belonged to Primo, who asked him to move it for $25,000. Although the government argued these stories couldn't stand the laugh test, the court found that there was enough question about where the money came from that a jury will have to decide. It should be an interesting trial with Michael, Primo, Charles, and the strippers taking the stand, and who knows, maybe the disaster victims will end up bringing a cash action suit. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.